This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now that the spire is bolted to the new World Trade Center in New York, is it the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere? Depends on whether the spire is ruled to be an architectural feature of the building, its official top, or whether it's just extra electronics. An official ruling is expected in the fall, but it's clear that antennas are big business, as Stan Alcorn reports.
The Freedom Tower has more than 2 million square feet of office space to fill on its 104 floors. But John Lyons is trying to rent space above all that.
Yes, all of the FM and TV in the market we can accommodate.
Lyons is director of broadcast communications at a real estate firm called the Durst Organization. His aim is to cover the spire with broadcast antennas, like the old World Trade Center. The financial stakes are high, and it's a more competitive market, one that he can see from the window of his office, 740 feet above Midtown.
Empire State Building, One World Trade Center, and Four Times Square. Right from here, within my peripheral vision, I'm picking up, you know, the whole thing.
After 9/11, many broadcasters crowded onto the tower of the Empire State Building, bringing a windfall of $16 million a year. And Four Times Square tripled the height of its rooftop tower to fit even more antennas. That means that now broadcasters don't have to rely on just one site the way that many did in 2001.
That was the all eggs in one basket at the time. You had one facility. The TVs were mostly at the World Trade Center, and the FM was mostly at the Empire State Building, and they didn't have a backup facility.
Jazz radio station WBGO felt it couldn't afford one, says CEO Cephas Bowles.
We were a typical urban public radio station that was, you know, trying to get enough money to just keep our program service alive.
But the station has since opted for a second site. Lyons is trying to capitalize on this new demand for two antennas. He says that stations could have one at the Freedom Tower and one at Four Times Square, or one at the Empire State Building and one at the Freedom Tower.
The mix and match is just, you know, you can't figure out the combinations, the permutations that could occur.
For the Freedom Tower, at least, Lyons hopes to lock in $10 million worth of deals. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.